Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in whom each and everyone finds our true home, our true name, and so can partake of the goodness of being at home with the Father, Holy Spirit, like a mother, and Jesus as our big brother and Savior, in whom we were predestined and in whom we are now. Got abundant life as the work of restoration has taken place, and now we are just staying in tune, developing on schedule. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We're reading Psalm 101, and it's verses 5 and 6. It starts off, I sing of your steadfast love and your justice. So you've got You see what God likes and what God doesn't like. You see what he wants and what he doesn't want in the psalm.
Verse 5, whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Sorry. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful, you know, to know the things that at one time it was a part of our life, thinking we're better than others and glorying in ourselves and glorying in what others had to say. But now we glory in Christ Jesus. And one thing is something, one thing that we so got to take hold of is anyone in Christ is a new creation. And all of us could not tidy up our act and become better people outside of the Lord. I know I tried it. I tried to sort myself out, and I found I couldn't, because the power of the devil, the spirit at work in disobedience, is much stronger than our intentions to be good or to live a good life. And that's why we need Jesus. That's why we all need Jesus. So we've all had to come to that place of surrender so that he could come into our hearts, and we could come home, and we could now start dwelling in this wonderful love that's available, and then be the people he made us to be. And that's so important. Old things have passed away, and we need to behold all things are new. And this is what we do every morning. We're beholding the new. And we know also that this new is going to get tested. And it's only in the test that you really realize the value of what you starting to see and what you're starting to believe. And then when you go through the test, you know, hey, this works. But when you put it into practice, and that's what it's all about, guys. You're not tested beyond what you can handle. The test, the squeezings, the persecution that comes in the day, it comes again. It's always against the word, and you have got sufficient to overcome it. And it's in the overcoming that you grow to really know, to really believe, and to be then solid in the truth, in the love, in the favor of God. This perfect love that casts out all fear. So be blessed. Yes, just some encouragement again this morning. You know, we've got a good God. We've got a good covenant. And we need to just stay in tune, walk conscious, spend time with God as we're doing this morning, walk conscious of him. And that skitgebeki, when you're not sure, that just brings a mindset on him, keeps you in perfect peace. So as soon as you give the skitgebeki, you are remembering he's there. He's there all the time. And then you also, in remembering that he's there, you also, your antenna is up, your heart is open, your ears are open, your eyes of your understanding are open to hear what he got to say to you, to show you the way of escape. Because that's such a beautiful scripture. You'll not be tested beyond what you can handle, but God will show you the way of escape. So the testings that come are your size. You can handle it. And And that's so it's an opportunity to actually put on the plate, put into the situation, the whatever the situation, whatever the attack is, whatever the problem is, the answers that you have got in Christ Jesus. And so it's beautiful. It's there to strengthen you, uplift you, to make you bold, to rejoice and sing praises to God, because you have got a beautiful covenant. You've got beautiful, perfect love has cast out all fear. Hallelujah. Be blessed as you arise and shine in this perfect love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.